Hi, welcome back to Future Lab Africa. This is Chipchumba. I'm a digital African. And for this episode, I traveled to South Africa to meet the filmmaker label. We met in Johannesburg to talk about storytelling, China, and the electronic music scene of Soweto.
I always wanted to be a storyteller. And that's something that I realized in how I'd like talk to people and how people would gloss over information. I'd be like, whoa, what about, and then what happened? There's a gap in your story.
South African townships are not so dangerous. And this casement is perfect for me. Yeah, because everything is righty, everything is happening. Anytime you can go to heaven. Anytime you can dance.
You grow up, you start reading magazines, and you realize there's an aesthetic to storytelling. There's a way in which a narrative can also have an aesthetic. And kind of through, you know, education, magazines, reading, starting to piece the things together, then you realize that there's like fashion. Then I spend a lot of time like researching fashion. Then there was music videos, and there's short form storytelling. Then there's long form storytelling. And then I interned in magazines, and I interned on commercial sets. And then there was like a guy who built the set. And then all these things started kind of becoming like a real thing to me, and not just like something that like kind of lives over there, you know. Like really made an effort to try to figure out how it all comes together. And then I got to university. I made a short documentary about xenophobia, actually, funnily enough. I think I interviewed a bunch of car guards, a bunch of bouncers. It was in Cape Town, funnily enough, which is even weirder because like, it's not really a part of South Africa. It's like its own thing. And I interviewed a bunch of my friends, and I spent a bit of time interviewing people from other parts of the continent, and I interviewed this Maasai warrior who had walked from Kenya to Johannesburg to raise awareness for the plight of the Maasai warrior. I interviewed him, and then, yeah, what is that, like 10 years ago? Maybe that's just kind of when it kind of dawned on me that, you know, film is a powerful medium. I don't know how to explain it, but I just always thought, because of how seriously I took film from the get-go, and how seriously what a big impact I realized it could have, I was like, if you're in a position to disseminate information at such a big level, on such a platform where like lots of people from lots of different parts of the world can consume it, then it's something that should always like have some kind of resonance, you know. It should be able to like deal with real stuff, and I think going into film, that's just kind of became like my kind of headspace.
Label's latest film, Future Sounds of Mzanzi, is a collaboration with longtime friend and creative partner Spoke Mutombo.
With just 20 years of democracy, South Africa can feel blindingly beautiful and bursting at the seams with youth energy, potential and talent. I mean, we're still a country steeped in poverty, crime, and injustice, but we party like our lives depend on it. The groove is thick and infectious, and we give ourselves to it. For decades, there's been a strong movement of producers, musicians, vocalists, and most importantly, everyday people giving themselves to new ideas of African electronic music.
So a lot of the work that I'm doing is about building and like an image of South Africa that is, yeah, like I said, in accord with how we see ourselves and how things actually work here. I lived in China for 5 years, and I came back. And when you look at things, when you give yourself enough distance to look at stuff, I guess what people call perspective, you look at with enough distance, and I look at Soweto, and I'm just like, holy crap, if you look at how the sun sets, when you look at a sunset in Soweto and how it makes Soweto this like golden tinge, it's just the whole city becomes the whole township. And if you stand at different points in the township and you just film that, it's like the most beautiful shit ever. And Johannesburg downtown, where again, if you're facing west and you look at the way the sun sets and you can chase it between buildings, between skyscrapers, stuff like that, you know what I mean? I feel really like inspired to go and chase that, like, that I, that like visual, that identity, that, you know, like cinematic framing of an environment that isn't seen in the, in that way. I mean, we have such good shit going on here in terms of like space, in terms of weather, in terms of climate, in terms of people, in terms of color. And you have more foreign filmmakers exploiting that. So you have like a foreign filmmaker from Europe or America, they'll come here and they'll shoot in South Africa for like 6 months because our beaches are, like, they won't be able to shoot a feature-length film on a beach in wherever they come from, but they can do it easily here in South Africa because the weather's good and the light is so good. But, like, no one, none of our filmmakers are, you know, taking advantage of their own environments like that. It's like, what is that? But there's people who are from, like, you know, suburbs in Johannesburg, and they don't really know what, like, Soweto looks like, what Tembisa looks like, or, you know, it's just... In a couple of years' time, the same way in which you Google, if you Google New York, you see just like Times Square, the Statue of Liberty, like, you know, pretty looking white people. And no one really like has an agenda to make New York look like anything that isn't in accord with their idea of New York. So for me as like a filmmaker to really push, like really push an idea and an image of South Africa. So when people do go in 5 years or 10 years, Google South Africa or Google Soweto, it's just like the most awesome shit that you can see.
There are amazing things from all people of this country. And someone should say it.
Films are about what you capture, and they give you a sense of place and focus, perspective, and this perspective was sharpened by Lebo's journey to China. His films and ideas were informed by his six-year study in China, where he really grew into becoming a filmmaker.
Yeah, so at the time when I left for China, yeah, like I said, I was a, you know, I was just a beacon in solitude. I just wasn't connecting. It was important for me to get out the country. I wasn't really going to go to like America to go study film because everything that's wrong with the world comes from Hollywood. So all your stereotypes, prejudice against women, against whatever, it all comes from Hollywood, a lot of it. So like I couldn't go be part of like a film economy that like, you know, still puts the white straight male at the center of the universe. When I got to Beijing for the first time, I was like, I met this dude from Sierra Leone. He was like, oh, my African brother. I was like, yeah. We shared a little dormitory. It's a tiny room. Two beds, two cupboards. I was like, oh, my African brother. I was like, hey, what's up? He's like, yo, man, you know, we love you people from South Africa. I was like, yeah. He's like, you know, we love you guys, you know, we love. And then she started rattling all the stuff about South Africa. And then I was just like, oh, I don't know anything about you. And he was like, you know, but why do you guys kill us? And I just felt so condemned. It was after the you know, that bout of xenophobia attacks in 2008. It was after that. And I was just like, oh man, we are the worst. I was in a documentary fellowship and I had a mentor, and I was in a group with like eight master's students and blah, blah, blah. And this I made a film about this Chinese guy. So I walked into a little store and there's a guy that bought a pack of cigarettes. Then I looked up on the wall and there's all these trophies. I was like, yeah, are those your trophies? He's like, yeah. I was like, what is it for? He's like, I used to be a ping pong championship, handicap ping pong champion. Like Asia's best. And I was like, what? So what are you doing? Like, why are you a street vendor? And he was like, things changed. And I was like, cool, that's my next film. I'm gonna do a film about change and perceptions of change and how, you know, we can view change as a society. And he views it for the positive. He's like, this is all he's kind of ever wanted. And when he was living in the highlight, didn't really enjoy it. And for me, I view it as like, his life has changed for the worse. But so I went on this whole tangent, right? And I made this film and I showed it to my classmates and they were just like, what is this? This is rubbish. can't come here with this shit. And I got really defensive, and I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, I was like, change. They're like, shut up, bro, shush. You're an African in China. Why are you making films about Chinese people? And I was like, what do you mean? They're just like, there are so many Africans in China right now, and they don't have a voice, and there's no one articulating their experiences. Why would you not make films about Africans? Why would you not make films about things that are more closer to you? You know what I mean? Why would you need to make a film about like metaphors and all this like philosophical bullshit? Like, why don't you make something that, you know? That's what my mentor challenged me to do, and I was like, okay. And then I made my first film about Africans in China, Sino, and that was a really successful film, probably the best film I've ever made. Technically, it was like really inferior, but the story is so good. I don't think I've been able to make a film like that ever since. I guess because of that, like, yeah, I guess I'm not as gung-ho to like make a point about myself as a young filmmaker anymore.
Hi there. Thank you so much for listening to the Future Lab Africa podcast. A big special thank you to Label for sharing his insight with me. You can learn more about his work and will be featured on the Post-African Futures exhibition that opens on May 21st. We grow because you share. So please go to Future Lab Africa for more information.